Welcome, everyone. You're listening to A Cup of Clarity, the podcast for women who want to get clear, tame their thoughts, and live in peace. I'm your host, Jeanette Milian. I'm a longtime educator, certified life coach, and speaker. And together with conscious experts I interview, I'm here to offer you insight for intentional living. So, if you're ready to redesign your life and start living it from the inside out, grab your cup, take a sip, and listen in. Welcome to the first episode of A Cup of Clarity podcast. I am so excited to be here on the other side of this microphone recording this first episode. Before I dive into it, I just want to begin by sending each one of you listening in a big thank you for being here and joining me today. I'm your host, Jeanette Milian. I'm a longtime educator, certified life coach, and speaker. I'm also a mom to a beautiful 17-year-old daughter and a dog mom to my two rescues, Bailey and Pepper. I wanted to take this first episode to share with you my intention for creating this podcast. I wanted to let you know what you can expect to walk away with and help you get to know me and my story a bit more. My mission and purpose is to help you find the clarity you need to awaken to your authentic self, and in turn, begin to live your life from the inside out, a life that's lived with more purpose, presence, and peace. And so, my intention for creating this podcast came from wanting to offer you, the listener, a place where you could come and fill your cup, so to speak, with insight, inspiration, and the tools for redesigning your life. I'll be sharing my personal stories, lessons from my transformational journey, and tools for daily living. On some episodes, you'll find me sharing some wonderful conversations with conscious experts who'll provide you with not only their expertise in their field, but also their own personal stories of overcoming obstacles, perseverance, resilience, and their own personal transformation. My hope is that you walk away from each episode feeling lighter in spirit, with insight to help you live your life from a more intentional place. Expect to find two episodes a month, a solo episode, much like this one, and an episode with a guest. And I am quite excited at the list of guest experts I've already lined up. You'll probably agree with me when I say that worry, doubt, confusion, and the what-ifs seem to get in the way of our daily lives. However, I want you to know that our inner truth is always speaking to us. It's always guiding us and tapping us on the shoulder with clarity. It's up to us to tune into it. I created a Cup of Clarity podcast for women who want to get clear, tame their thoughts, and live in peace. And that is what I wish to share with you on this show. Insight for intentional living, because there's power in living life with intention. So many of us just go through life without really making decisions for ourselves or understanding why we make the decisions we make. All of that requires clarity. I know firsthand how life-changing it can be to find clarity. And when you do, you decide on purpose, ahead of time, how you spend your time, what your relationships are like, the kind of parent you want to be, and what do you want to create in this world? What if you could live your days, your weeks, and your life so you were conscious, present, and living on purpose? What would that be like? I say that by accessing that clarity within and setting intentions, you can say yes to yourself and to the life you were meant to live. And I want you to know right here and right now that you deserve an amazing life. I'll share with you that for most of my life, I wasn't clear. My thoughts ruled every moment of it, and I was far from feeling peaceful. From the time I was a little girl, I was scared of practically everything. I was shy, introverted, and I clung to my mother's skirt a lot. In fact, I was the one child in kindergarten who was too scared to walk up to get her Kinder diploma on graduation day. Yeah, my mother likes to tell the story of how they called my name, Jeanette Millian. Crickets. Jeanette Millian. Silence. And so she had to send my sister, who's 7 years older than I, to go up and get it. And as I got older, I lived with self-doubt and struggled with anxiety. I'll never forget a day when I was 19 years old that I was drinking a glass of water in the kitchen and felt that the water was dripping out of the left side of my mouth. I didn't give it too much thought until, while talking to my mom, she noticed that something was wrong with my left eye. That when I blinked, the left eye blinked a lot slower than the right one. Long story short, after a visit to my doctor, a neurologist, and one MRI later, it was determined that I had a facial paralysis called Bell's palsy. And the cause, bottom line, was stress. I was that woman whose life looked okay on the outside, but on the inside, it was a different story altogether. I was always on the go, my plate was always full, and my to-do list always long. I didn't know how to stop long enough to be present. And so as I look back now, I feel like there's a lot of little things I missed out on. I didn't know how to ask for help, and I didn't have any self-care practices in place. So most of the time, I was tired. And if by chance I did take a break, I felt guilty about it right away. I'm sure you can relate to that voice within telling you, you have so much to do. You should be doing that instead of lying on the couch. Can you relate to that? Yeah. I listen to that voice quite a bit in life. Thankfully, I don't do that anymore. In addition to all of that, I was a people pleaser with no clear boundaries. So I said yes way too many times when I should have said no. This then turned into feelings of bitterness or resentfulness. It was not a good place to be mentally, spiritually, physically, or emotionally. And right as I approached my 40th birthday, my marriage of 12 years ended. I felt as though I had failed and let everyone down, especially my daughter, who was 5 at the time. Bouncing back from that took some time, as you can imagine. What I know for sure is that sometimes we need to have a breakdown in order to break free so that we can break through. As I look back now, I feel so blessed that I opened myself up to the clarity I needed. I feel blessed that I courageously acknowledged that I wasn't living life. It was living me. It would have been easy to remain in that feeling and life I was familiar with because, let's be honest, we all like our comfort zone. It's what we know. It's easier to stay there. I'm so glad, though, that I made the choice and decision to take a step forward. I didn't know what was ahead of me at the time, but I knew that one step in that direction was enough to get me started. So I got real honest with myself. I started to do the inner work. I started to peel back the layers that had a hold on me for years, and I started to heal and let go of the things that no longer served me. It's amazing how things can change when we make the decision to take an intentional step forward towards the life we desire. Yes, it was uncomfortable at times. There was a lot of truth that came up, but it was necessary for my growth and expansion, and I knew that. It was 3 years into this journey that I felt a very strong pull to serve at a higher level. It wasn't the whispers of spirit, as Oprah calls it. It was a downright tug. The pull was so strong that I couldn't ignore it. I was being called to help women, much like myself, awaken to their authentic self and help them live their lives with more purpose, presence, and peace. It was in August of 2011 that I completed my coursework and became a certified life coach. You know, my journey continues to this day. Just because I've come a long way from where I started doesn't mean that everything is perfect in my life or that I don't have challenges or obstacles to overcome. There are things I still struggle with. Letting go of control, the need to know, vulnerability, and self-doubt, just to name a few. I want you to know that stepping forward in the direction of your dreams, though, is worth it. The life you desire is on the other side of that which is holding you back. And and you're so worthy of that life. And that is why every day I practice my practices. Every day I try to be as aware, intentional, and connected as possible to myself and my life. You see, every day offers us an opportunity to choose. Every day offers us an opportunity to decide to live life fully and happy. As Ralph Marston says in his quote, "Happiness is a choice, not a result. Nothing will make you happy until you choose to be happy. No person will make you happy unless you decide to be happy. Your happiness will not come to you. It can only come from you." And that's why I believe it's so important to learn to live from the inside out. Be aware of this. I always say that awareness is the greatest tool we have at our disposition for changing our lives. My hope is that each episode provides you with the clarity and insight you need to help you shift from where you are to where you long to be. I hope that as you listen, you find yourself saying, I never thought of it that way, or I see it now. I'm so excited for this new part of my journey, and I'm grateful to have you here as a listener. Thank you once again for listening in. It's my belief that there are no coincidences in life and that if you're here, it's because you were meant to. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would leave a review on Apple Podcast, subscribe to the podcast, tell others about the show, share episodes with those you love. For more about me, the podcast, or my programs, visit my website at JeanetteMillian.com. Until next time, I send you love and light. May your cup be full and overflowing.